took us in the car, took us down to the piers, and there they had the ferry boats. Put us onto the St. Helier. Had been a ferry boat and was now painted gray. Still used as a ferry boat because there was enough commerce going back and forth. And we were taken to England and went up went up the Thames River to some dock. Were put ashore there. Somebody met us. I don't know who. I can't remember. And we were put into a taxi cab and sent to a hotel. The hotel, well, I didn't know where it was or anything. Went into the hotel, were sent up to the supper room, to the dining room, and there we were met by the captain. Oh, was he ever glad to see the last two men of his crew saved. He lost no men. He was a Norwegian captain. He lost no men in that. Two men to hospital, but he knew where they were. And so we joined them. We stayed there a day, and then we were put on a train, taken up to Hull, H-U-L-L, in Yorkshire, and put in a hotel there for a week. And we had a good time. And most of the seamen went and bought British uniforms and something to wear. And I went and got one of the uniform, blue uniforms. It was looked like an army uniform, but it was blue. And it was issued, they were issued for the civilians who were being mobilized to keep the German advance out if they attacked Britain. So it was not officially an army or navy uniform, but it was nice. And I kept that uniform for several years, nice and warm. But we were sent across England one night in a train and placed aboard an American troop ship.